So let me see if I can remember how to do this. Yahoo, good morning. 7:34. 17 minutes on the first mile, not bad. 17:11, I'll take it. That's not bad for the first day in, what, a week? More than a week, the 16th. 16 and 7 is 13, yeah, it's been a week. Yikes. Yeah, it's a... I'm trying to remember what's happened in the last week. Today's Wednesday. Okay. Week ago today, I started getting sick. Now, it was in the afternoon, and I started getting... very pain. Serious abdominal kinds of pain. A little bit of fever, and it's like, ah, crap. So I thought, well, it took a couple of Tums, and I went to bed as soon as I could. It wasn't terribly early, but once I got basic chores covered, I got Thursday morning, and it was like, no, there's nothing. Nothing's going to happen today. Nothing. I was trying to convince my wife that she needed to take the kid to school because I wasn't about to put on pants. And without pants, there's no driver's license because there's no pockets, and that's not pretty. But the kid was sick. She stayed home. Wife was sick. She stayed home. We all stayed home. And I slept all day. Almost all day. I think I got up for an hour here or there. But every time I woke up, it was just horrible. Somewhere in the afternoon, I came to get a fever. And, yeah, it wasn't good. So... sometime around 12:30, my wife came to bed. 12:30 in the morning. My wife came to bed and woke me up, and I was better. Whatever it was gone. It wasn't one of those taper off, I feel a little better today. It was gone. The problem was that Friday, I was, because I hadn't eaten anything to speak of. I think I had a piece of toast on Thursday. That was it. I was dehydrated. I was weak. It was really shaky. I managed to walk up and down stairs a couple of times over the course of the day. That was it. That was to some extent of my mobility for the day. So, yeah. The thought of coming out and walking was like, ain't gonna happen. And insult to injury, over the course of being sick, my arthritis flared up. And there's a bunch of symptoms that go along with my arthritis. And I did double up my meds, which is a doctor-authorized activity in cases of flare-up. And it started getting back under control, but the net effect was a hammer toe, which is when the nerve endings in one or more of my toes decide that they're going to interfere with circulation. So the toe swells up, turns black and blue. You can't bend it. It hurts to move it. And a couple people have suggested gout. No, it's not gout. I've had that. Actually had that checked. It's not gout. It's arthritis. And so walking, even if I'd been able to on Friday, walking was not actually in the cards because I had significant difficulty putting on my shoes. And then Saturday was a little bit better. And Sunday I thought, oh, well, hey, Sunday, because I'm looking at my toe and gauging how much it's healed and how badly I need to get out to walk. So I think it's Saturday. Sure, I'll get up in the morning on Sunday before anybody gets moving. And yeah, that didn't work. The day was pretty much shot long before 8 o'clock. And it just kind of went downhill. It was a nice family day. We played games. We did family stuff. It was Easter. It was only appropriate. Half-price chocolate day. So, yeah, the Sunday kind of went by the boards. I thought, well, okay, Monday should work okay. Monday should be fine. I'll go Monday after therapy. No. Chores. Errands. Oh, this has to be done right now. So, yeah, it was noon before I was able to have a moment or two to myself. And that was when I realized that I really did need to mow the backyard. If I didn't mow the backyard, there would be a serious problem back there. So, yeah, Monday was, I walked but didn't talk. I did talk, but I talked to myself, up to the lawnmower and to the grass, to the uncaring, unfeeling universe as a whole. It wasn't necessarily pretty. So I didn't record it. You wouldn't have been able to hear it over the roaring of the moor anyway, so. So yesterday was one of those days that they warn you about in parent school. Yeah, no, I don't. I'm kidding. There's no parent school and nobody warns you. But I had to take the kid to a doctor's appointment relatively early. It was like 8:55 check-in. But in another city, so I had to go get her loaded up and get out of the house relatively early. And we got over there, had our appointment, and when we got back, it was like, well, we're halfway through this block. If we wait for a few minutes, it'll be lunchtime. Can I wait till after lunch to go back to school? Okay, sure. So the morning got taken up by kid taxi, and then the afternoon got shot down by more chores. Today, Wednesday, April the 23rd. It looks like everybody's going to go to work and to school, which means I get the house to myself and I don't have to go pick up the kid until 1:30. Now, normally it would be 3:30, but she has a blank last block and a therapist appointment this afternoon. So, you know, I gotta get her out of school a little bit early, take her to therapy. So I found out what they're doing. I'm walking up to the corner here where they've got all the heavy equipment and the earth movers and dirt diggers and sod scrapers and dirt scrapers. It's they're putting in a hotel or a motel. I don't know. It's one of those like Hampton Suites kinds of places. Which might be handy if I'm looking for a place to escape to. But just walk over here and rent a room for the week. If people wonder where I am. Yeah, I'm sure that would go over really big. Highly popular. No. Anyway, so that's where I've been for a week. I missed you guys. I missed the walk. Well, not every day. I mean, some of those days it was like I didn't miss anything. It was one of those things where you start out being afraid you're going to die, and then sort of kind of afraid you won't. And then the recovery period from it, that was the aggravating part. And that's the part that makes me understand, dude, you're getting old. Because it was the recovery that seemed to take forever. Monk Post. Thank you, Harlan, R. Harlan Smith, for making me realize that that's not a pole, it's a post. It is a post. It's not long enough to be a pole. And it doesn't have enough accent to be Czech, so it's... Ba-dum-bum. A little Western European humor for you. So I did get my edits back. I think I mentioned this before. I got the edits back for South Coast from my cousin, Jessica. Anybody's looking for an editor, let me know. She did a really good job. I'm really pleased. It was a little rough starting, and she took quite a long time, but the work that she did was excellent. So. Yeah, anybody's looking for an editor, let me know. I'll put you in touch. Now I have to convince her that she really needs to get PayPal, because I keep forgetting to write the check to mail to her. It's like, really? I've tried to tell her twice now. It's like, okay, well, if you had PayPal, I could send it to you right now. You would have it before this email hits your inbox. But, as it is, you're going to have to wait for me. Not the most reliable. It's true. Mind having a business manager, but I can't afford to pay him. Daughter will be home over the summer from college. Maybe I can train her. She's got her own problems. She still owes graphic designs to people that she supposed to be getting paid for, but can't get paid for because she hasn't finished them. It's a familiar tune. Anybody out there who's not a writer who wants to start a business, let me know. I've got a business that I just don't want to do, but which would be quite lucrative. I have my own business that I've got to run, but I've got another one. I need somebody to take over. Or start up, I guess is more accurate. But the difficulty is that you can't be a writer. If you're a writer, it's, yeah. Oh, a fun thing to do would be to start a book review blog. If you're not a writer, starting a book review blog is a great way to never have to buy another book. These trees are beautiful. I just looked up and realized I'm walking under a whole bunch of flowering trees. I don't know what they are. I don't think they're dogwood, although they might be. Might be crabapple. I'm gonna take a picture. Yes, I know it's gonna mess up my time. I don't care. I'll post this as a bonus shot today. Somebody will know what it is. I think it looks sort of like crab apple. Those look like apple blossom. Season's pretty much right for it. We don't have a lot of dogwoods around here. Whatever they are, they're common in the neighborhood. I just looked across and there's like a whole line of them down the next street as well. View bonus photo. I know, technically it's not a photo, it's a digital. Okay. A lot of trees budding up. Oh, look, there's the aspens that have little green leaflets, sort of. That might be crabapple. It must be crabapple. All the crabapple trees at the park have blossomed. See what happens when you don't walk for a week? Week goes by, season transpires, the next thing you know, it's going to be summer. Season rolls on without you. Yep, by golly, it's crabapple. I was right, hot damn. So in other news, in EVE Online, I have a character who's stuck in Nullsec. I didn't get him logged in, didn't get his stuff moved out, sovereignty changed, so now the station is owned by an enemy. If I undock, I'll die. There's always 30 or 40 people waiting for me to undock. So what I'm trying to do is sell off the stuff. Everything I've got left in the system, I'm trying to sell it off. Problem is I can only sell a little bit at a time because I don't have the skills necessary to sell whole bunches of stuff. I put my ships up for contracts and I give them low prices, so I'll get something for them. Ships I'll never use again anyway, it doesn't matter. I could walk away and just leave the stuff sitting there, but it's like, why? I should get a little ISK for them. FanFest is starting up in Reykjavik. I think I would love to go to FanFest one year. Go hang out with EVE players. It's such a weird thing. I'm not really an EVE player. I'm not a PvP. Let's go kill somebody. Let's go blow up a ship guy. Yep, that's what it was. Crabapple. But there's something about the game, the sandbox aspect of it. There's actually creative portions of it that are interesting to me, that are amusing. And wow. Okay, well, 1924, but that's because I stopped to take a picture of the trees. It would have been close to 19. Anyway, I don't care. I'm walking. And I have to go mow this lawn this afternoon. Jeez. Front yard is. My reason I had to do the backyard was that I knew I had to do the front. The backyard was worse. But the front yard, it's difficult because it's the one that everybody sees. There's a couple of patches of grass that are like 3 times taller than everything else. I wonder how that happened. Maybe they got extra water or something. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.